Welcome to the Mental Spa, where you can bathe in warm, natural, mineral-rich filth as Emma and Dave retox your mind. There, you're feeling better already.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of The Mental Spa. I'm Emma Clark, hello, and this episode is an interview between me and Peter Dixon, our celebrity voiceover. And in this interview, I met the man behind the mouth. So, Peter Dixon, voice of now, to be honest, because you're everywhere, aren't you?
Hello, hello. You're very northern, aren't you, love?
I am, yes, I am.
Oh, I love the northern voice.
Do you really like it?
Are you from up north then, love?
I am, yes, I'm from Cheshire, yes.
Ooh. How are you? Nice to talk to you.
I'm fine. It's lovely to talk to you.
Well, people were probably wondering. People don't know who I am, you know.
I think they don't.
You should probably introduce me a little bit better than
Well, Peter Dixon is the celebrity voice artiste of the moment. His voice can be heard on radio, television, and podcasts near you. You're everywhere, aren't you? A bit like herpes. It's a
and not as easy to get rid of either, as you will discover shortly. Because I have nothing to do but hang around here on the other end of a microphone. No, it's lovely to talk to you, Emma. And the Mental Spa, I've heard the first couple of episodes of that, and I just wanted to know how it was going, because I thought it was thoroughly engaging. And what I really like the honesty of what you say on there. I think it's...
No, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I mean, like you say, you know, it's about nothing. It's ridiculous, really. But, you know, hey, that's how I like to spend my time.
Well, who do you think's listening to it, then?
Well, people are, believe it or not. People are. We're getting a lot of hits on the website, a lot of downloads, because fortunately, by the miracle of technology, you can get all these statistics. So a lot of people are downloading the podcast in this country, but also in Slovenia. Big in Slovenia, apparently. Honestly. And Australia, New Zealand, Canada. Yeah. Well, it's cold there, isn't it? You know, they've got nothing to do of an evening.
Anyway.
People must be desperate for stimulation.
Can I just say that to those people who downloaded this podcast or are listening to it streaming, welcome, come in to the Mental Spa.
Derobe and enter the jacuzzi.
Yes, it's really nice and warm in here.
It is.
And in a moment, Miss Clark will be along with all the tubes and paraphernalia for your colonic irrigation. And you like that, won't you? You like that.
Oh, I will, yes.
Oh, you dirty
yes,
cow.
Oh, I'll have to wash under my nails, though, won't I?
So what's this about you broadcasting from a lavatory?
Well, yes, indeed, because my house used to be two cottages, and I've knocked through to create a larger house. And where my studio is in the downstairs lavatory of the second cottage. So there isn't an actual lavatory in here anymore, thank the Lord, but there once was. I think that's an appropriate metaphor, really.
It is, yeah, because we end up, most of us, talking shite most of the time.
Yeah, for money.
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting in my voiceover booth in my house. It's not in my house. It's actually in a field next to my house.
Really?
Yeah,
in a
wooden shed.
Really?
So I'm sitting in my...
Is it purpose-built?
It's a purpose-built shed, yeah. So I've got this log cabin, and within the log cabin, I've built a room within a room. So there's a...
Like a sarcophagus.
Like... Hey, what's she talking about? What's she on about? Sarcophagus. Hey, isn't it nice? She's a nice lady, isn't she, Miss Clark? She's lovely. Isn't she nice? Isn't she nice? That's a great character voice, isn't it? I've just discovered that.
Isn't it?
Isn't that nice? I've just done that.
Marvelous.
I must write that down.
Isn't it nice? It's got legs,
isn't it? I said it's got legs, isn't it now, sir? It's nice, isn't it now?
Because effectively, this is how we spend our days, isn't it? Discovering ridiculous voices, creating ludicrous characters.
Yeah.
That is how we do it, isn't it?
I used to do this character voice for Steve Wright's show on Radio 1 called Mr. Mad, and it was just...
It was a mad...
Was that you?
It was me, yeah.
I'll tell you who's mad, pal. I'll tell you who's mad. Anyone who wears cheese on their head. Raving mad.
That's, I ended up just doing that all day and developed a huge fan base.
It's marvellous.
As if just
marvellous, isn't it?
The Mental Spa. Rubbing you up the wrong way.
So you work in your garden, in your finely crafted log cabin, recording stuff for radio, TV, corporate stuff, do you do?
I do, yes, mainly radio commercials from here. Mm-hmm. I also do corporate video for this country, and I do quite a bit overseas as well. Mm-hmm. And I do also do, TV shows. So it'd be like X Factor, Big Brother, I don't even know what I'm doing.
I do loads of different things. I do Paul O'Grady. I do lots of different shows.
I do Cirque du Celebrity.
X Factor.
Bruce's Price is Right.
Britain's Got Talent.
Celebrity Mr. and Mrs.
Celebrity Mr. and Mrs. That's
lovely.
So all those different shows I do, and from here, actually, a lot of them I do from here.
Really?
Isn't
that marvellous? A miracle of technology.
I know, it's weird to think that I could be in my shed in a field in Buckinghamshire, and literally 10 minutes later, it's coming out the TV all over the UK on Channel 4.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because really, you know, the technology has revolutionised the way we work as voiceovers, hasn't it?
It has.
Before ISDN, which is how we're talking now, because, you know, as Peter just said, he's in Buckinghamshire, I'm in Cheshire.
But it sounds like we're in this, to the, anybody listening, it will sound like we're in the same room together.
Anyone would think we were nestled together.
I know.
But before ISDN, we were on the road all the time, weren't we? You know, we'd have to start the day, we might have to be in Liverpool in the morning for Radio City, then, you know, just after lunch we might have to be in Hull at Viking, and then we'd probably have to come back via Hallam FM or go to Chilton. And we'd be on the road the whole time. And the stress as well, the stress of having to be somewhere.
Yeah. Physically moving yourself around the country.
Physically moving your body.
This huge
which now, obviously, we never have to, do we?
So now I'm just getting fat.
Just a slob. A slob with poor personal hygiene.
I know, you can sit here not having washed.
And I imagine that for you to actually leave your house and walk across the garden to another building must be great psychologically to separate it off. It,
even though my daily commute now takes 35 seconds, I do feel as if I've come to work. You're right. But
it's
I don't always work from here. I'm in London probably about three days a week.
You get to interact with other humans actually face to face.
Yeah, I do, yeah. And that's nice marvellous. As well because, you know, it would be very lonely sitting here and on your own all day.
Yeah.
So it is nice to get up into London and work in, you know, the nice big sound studios like Envy and Marmalade and Zoo and all these big studios in Soho where they have all the expensive equipment you can play with. And, and they make you sound good as well. You know,
and they have lovely biscuits as well, don't they?
The thing I like about those studios is that you get free, you can have free anything you want, really.
Massages?
Yeah. No, I don't think I've ever had a massage.
I think you should try that next time you're at Marmalade.
Could I have a massage before I do anything today, please?
That's right. Before I shout about E4 for the 100th time today, I need a jammy dodger.
I bet you'd get one as well.
Yeah.
The Mental Spa, a mud wrap for your mind with Emma Clark and Dave Witts.
So how did you get into doing voicing? Because people always say that to me. Like, so how did you get into it then? How did you get into voicing?
How did you get into voicing?
It's a kind of job, isn't it? Because I wouldn't have thought, actually, that you could have been a voice actor. It's not difficult, is it? Sitting there just voicing all day, talking to other people. How did you get into... Do you know what I mean? I get about, literally about 3 or 4 emails a day asking me to give people all my contacts.
That's fine. Okay, you're a media studies student from Milton Keynes. That's fine. I'll give you all my contacts. Have my uvula if you want. There you go. Off you go.
Oh, your uvula?
Yes. By the end of the day, Peter, it's red raw.
It sounds vaguely rude, doesn't it?
Oh, my uvula. Oh.
What is this?
I must rub something on it.
So how did you stumble into this crazy world of voicing?
Well, I have, believe it or not, always wanted to work in radio, even from about age, I think, 12.
God, so did I.
When my mum and dad bought me a cassette recorder when I was 12. And ever since then, I fell in love with, you know, good entertaining radio programs. And I used to go off and make little programs on my cassette recorder. And I wish I had them now, actually, because they
Peter, you're telling my story. It's exactly the same with me.
Really? Yeah, I think
exactly
it's not uncommon, you know, in people in radio fall in love with it at an early age.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all so lucky to be working in this business because I just love every single day of it. And I never wake up and think, oh, God, I've got to go to work, as I'd imagine quite a few people who have to go to work would feel. And, you know, we're just so lucky that we can wake up and feel that what we're doing is what we love. That's all you can ever ask for if you have to work.
I think that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. Because I certainly fell in love with radio. I mean, a big influence on me when I was a kid was Kenny Everett. Absolutely.
Oh, yes, yes. And you know, I worked with him in the 80s. Yeah, when I say work with him, he was in the studio next door to where I was. That sounds very grand.
Now, collided at the coffee machine.
Well, I introduced him. I was a continuity announcer on Radio 2 when he had that series on Radio 2 on the BBC. And he used to always arrive late for his show. And I'm serious. This is a national radio show, and he would arrive 30 seconds before he was due on air. He would literally run into the studio. His producer would have the first record lined up.
Oh my God.
And he would run in because he'd always be late. And one time I was introducing him, and he was late, and we had to phone him up on his mobile phone in his car, and he did the first two links to his radio show from his car on the Marylebone Road in London, about 2 miles from Broadcasting House.
Oh, my God. He was just a genius, though, wasn't he? He was so inspirational. And me and my cousin Charlie, we used to make all these little radio programmes on cassette, and we were only about 8 or 9, and I sent them in to Kenny, and he's so good, bless him. I mean, it was like fucking kids, but he sent us back, you know, like autographs and loads of show stuff, and it was just fantastic.
Oh, isn't that nice? Yeah.
The Mental Spa with Emma Clark and Dave Witts. Exfoliate your mind.
When I was 12, my parents bought me a CB radio.
I had CB too.
Although
that didn't so much fuel my interest in broadcasting. I just thought it was an interesting side diversion. You know, it wasn't that obsessed with CB. But
I loved mine, I have to say, because it gave me a lot of confidence, actually. Is it? Because I was a weird kid, Peter. Weird, strange
were
child.
You? Were you?
Very strange.
Yes, so was I.
Very, just standing in the corner of the playground counting the pebbles. That was me.
Yeah, it is weird, you know, when you're a child and you have these ambitions to do something. I always wanted to be a television cameraman at one point. So I used to, in my sad little bedroom at home, I made a TV camera out of a shoebox and some toilet rolls.
Oh, bless. I'm loving the enterprise, though, Peter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pathetic. It would never work.
And you know,
I love the thought.
Do you know, in spite of the fact that I'm in studios every day working with, you know, quite famous people, I always think of myself as being on the outside. I've never considered myself to be an insider.
Totally.
And I always am in awe of famous people. I'm still that little 12-year-old boy, you know, really on the outside looking in.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
Even though I count some of them as friends, I still think, I can't believe I know you. Which is funny, isn't it, really?
Because I used to love it when I was a kid. It really did. It gave me a lot of confidence in talking to people because you can't see them, you're kind of protected. You know, you're in your own little psychological bubble, really, when you can't actually talk to people face to face. And it did give me a hell of a lot of confidence. And I used to do these concerts on CB radio. We used to have a regular channel. I think it was Channel 21 at 6 o'clock on a Wednesday night. And I used to do these just ridiculous characters and ridiculous things, and people used to tune in. And it really did give me a hell of a push when I was a kid and helped me find, really, what
ultimately I was going to do with my life.
And of course now we all have to listen to you every day on the fucking underground.
I can only apologise.
I've got to go now into London actually right now, so we'll have to say goodbye to each other very shortly, because I've got to go up to London to do an E4 section. And part of my journey is on the Bakerloo line.
Well, think of me.
I can do nothing else every time you
think
shout.
Of me in my lavatory.
I wish you'd get Marylebone right.
Do you know, in
not
that
Mary Bone.
In that session, there's a story here. When we were doing the session, they couldn't decide how they wanted me to say Marylebone, whether they wanted me to say Mary Lee Bone, Marylebone, Marylebone, or most bizarrely of all, Mary Lobon. Honestly, they wanted me to say Mary Lobon. There was takes of me somewhere on a computer somewhere saying Mary Lobon.
Hang on just a second. I've got a phone call coming in. Okay. Hello? Hello, Maxine. Oh, yes. ITV 3:30 to 4:30. At Envy. Yeah. Who Dares Sings for Johnny. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I have, yeah. Lovely. Thanks a lot, Maxine. Bye-bye. Sorry to interrupt you there.
Oh, it's fine.
That was
it's
my
fine.
Agent.
I feel like a fly on the wall of greatness.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure you do. So you should. Emma, it's been lovely talking with you.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been fab.
We've had a laugh, haven't we?
We have.
And we've wasted some time. But
no,
I hope this has been interesting for listeners, you know, at the Mental Spa. And they feel thoroughly well flushed afterwards.
Scoured.
Yes, yes. Give them a good rub down.
Absolutely.
And I hope we can do it again.
I would love to. Thank you very much indeed. And have a marvellous day.
Thanks, Emma.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I haven't gone, you know. I'm still here. I always do that in case people say things about me after I've gone. If you're even half interested, go on the interweb type thing on your computer box and look up www.thementalspa.co.uk. I guarantee you will be disappointed.